This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. With Halloween a couple of days ago, I realized that it was an anniversary for me. October 31st was the 35th anniversary of the last time I smoked marijuana. Yeah, I had been smoking it for a few years at that point and just decided, you know what, I got to knock this off and grow up and be a part of the adult world, and I did. Now, I know there are a lot of people who hear that and go, oh, come on, you can still be an adult and smoke pot. Well, the legality of it, because I was a college kid, really had very little to do with it. But more and more people are agreeing that, yeah, not only can you smoke pot, but you should be able to legally. We know that Colorado and Washington voters have legalized it, and the framework is being put together for exactly how that will work in those states, the regulation and taxation of marijuana. And there are also efforts to expand it around the rest of the country with more than, 18, 19, 20 states now allowing medical marijuana. Will recreational marijuana barriers continue to fall? Well, they will if my next guest is doing his job. His name is Dave Boyer. He is a political director for the Marijuana Policy Project in the state of Maine, where there will be a vote on marijuana legalization this Tuesday as part of a referendum. Dave, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
So why Maine? First of all, so is it the whole state or just one city in Maine?
It's just Portland, Maine's biggest city. We fell 3 votes short in the Maine legislature to pass a taxation and regulation of marijuana type bill. But for this November, it is just Portland.
Okay. I mentioned that Colorado and Washington have legalized it. This would, however, be the first in the Eastern time zone to allow legalization of marijuana. And if it is legalized in a city, what does that mean if you're in a state and a country where pot is still against the law?
Well, if voters approve question one this Tuesday, then they are sending a message to the rest of the state and the country that our policies of marijuana prohibition have failed, use hasn't gone down because of prohibition, and it's cost a lot of money. And yes, it will remain illegal under state and federal law, but law enforcement has the discretion not to arrest people for marijuana use. So we'll see if they respect the will of the voters after Tuesday or just continue the same old, same old.
Now, I've read that the chief of police in Portland, Michael Sawchuk, says that right now, pot possession is a pretty low priority for the police. So why even bother?
But we bother because we don't think adults should be punished for using marijuana at all. There should be no penalties. And right now there are. So that's why we're doing this. And we think it's important to keep the discussion going. And, you know, this ordinance also resolves that the state of Maine tax and regulate marijuana like alcohol. And given that marijuana is objectively safer than alcohol, it just doesn't make sense to punish people for using the safer substance.
I was reading a story that Adam Nagorny wrote in the New York Times this week about the medical marijuana in California. And one of the things that he notes is, you know, it's not all that hard to get a medical marijuana card. There are places that will pretty much give it to you if you say, I have a headache. Okay, here's a card. And you can then go into any one of the dispensaries and get your medical marijuana. But he also says that all of the things that people said would go horribly wrong, civic disorder, increased lawlessness, a drastic rise in other drug use, all of those allegations have proved unfounded. Have you found this pretty much the rule everywhere you've tried to talk to people about this, that they came up with the same old fear-based complaints, none of which have any proof behind them?
Yeah, I couldn't say it any better, in fact. You know, we have medical marijuana here in Maine, and the feds haven't bothered us in Maine because we have been responsibly regulating medical marijuana. And I think that's why you see so much momentum for the legalization movement, is because what was said to people from the government to us that about medical marijuana, that the sky was going to fall, simply wasn't true. It didn't happen. So their credibility has really taken a hit after that. And like you said, people just don't really buy that marijuana is a gateway drug. They realize that the real gateway is the underground market. You know, you don't get offered other things when you go to the liquor store. And the same would be true for marijuana establishments. You know, there's 100 million marijuana users in this country, but there isn't 100 million heroin users. Your viewers can probably think of someone that They know that uses marijuana, but they probably don't know someone that uses a harder drug. So the gateway argument is antiquated, and it just doesn't hold water anymore.
There was a poll released by Gallup this week that says that for the first time ever, a majority of Americans think that marijuana should be legal. I think the number is something like 58% now, which is very interesting to me because I would have thought that it would have happened earlier because, after all, I was part of kind of the original marijuana generation, the people who grew up in the 60s and 70s. I didn't think it would take yet another 40 years before we got to this point. What do you think is changing people's minds, Dave?
That's a really good question. I think the fact that people realize that marijuana is relatively benign compared to other harder substances, and it just doesn't make sense that marijuana is a schedule A drug with heroin that doesn't have any therapeutic benefits, and the government's lies have been unraveled on this issue. So I think all that has really come to a head. You've seen a lot of movement in the last 2 years, even the last 6 months. You had the Department of Justice sending a memo pretty much giving the green light to states that want to move forward with ending marijuana prohibition. You have people like Senator John McCain saying maybe we should legalize marijuana. We have Dr. Sanjay Gupta from CNN who did a 180 on his previous position and said, I was wrong about marijuana. So all these things combined, and a lot of progress has happened in just a short time.
What do your polls show you in Portland?
We don't have any Portland-centric polls, but we're cautiously optimistic. The last two times Portland voters had the opportunity to change marijuana policy, they passed it pretty overwhelmingly. That was in 2009 and 1999, so the two medical marijuana laws. And Portland has a reputation of being ahead of the curve on issues like this and gay marriage. So we're cautiously optimistic for the election on Tuesday.
And does the rest of the state usually follow what goes on in Portland?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. It's Maine's largest city. There's a saying, as Maine goes, so goes the nation. And the same could be true for Portland as well.
Are there other cities around America that are having referenda on Tuesday on the same question?
Yeah, I believe there's some cities in Michigan, some other states that are not quite as similar as ours, but more like a lowest law enforcement priority type question, where they would rank marijuana for law enforcement as the lowest priority and effectively make it or decriminalize it. But this is definitely the only one on the East Coast that does make marijuana legal, possession of small amounts. It doesn't allow for public use. It doesn't allow for, to use marijuana indoors in your apartment if the landlords say there's no smoking. So not much will actually change, believe it or not, if this does pass, other than law enforcement being more efficient and not bothering people for possessing small amounts of marijuana and going after more serious crimes.
Has your group, the Marijuana Policy Project, been pushing this in other states? And if so, where do you think would be next to fall in line with Colorado and Washington and perhaps Maine?
Yeah, MPP put out its plan for 2016 and 2017 to make marijuana legal in 10 states. Five of them are going to be via the ballot initiative process, and five of them via the legislature. Not every state has ballot initiatives, so the legislature is the only core. So places like New Hampshire and Rhode Island, I would keep an eye on those. Nevada, Oregon, definitely Maine, maybe Hawaii as well. All these states, Maryland for sure in 2016, all these states should have marijuana legal in 2016. So you're going to see a lot of movement on the issue in the next couple years, and hopefully it will force, just like we did with alcohol prohibition, force the federal government to change its policy at the federal level.
You think it's easier to get people to vote yes than politicians?
What do you mean?
Referendum versus legislature?
Yes, absolutely. Unfortunately, the political class is still kind of behind on this issue. I wouldn't say 58% of Congress would support this, whereas 58% of Americans do. The initiative process is easier, but it's more expensive, so it's kind of a trade-off.
Dave Boyer is the political director in the state of Maine for the Marijuana Policy Project, which pushed the referendum onto the ballot that the voters of Portland, Maine, will be able to vote on this Tuesday to legalize recreational marijuana in that city and perhaps then push the state and then the federal government as well. Dave, thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Networks. America.